You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent Magazine, proud to bring you our weekly news recap for the week of the 17th of November. We've got all the action from the areas, how to lead a winning team, the truth about cats and dogs, as well as the truth about sunshine and rain and much more. Sitting here in Melbourne with my homie, Mark Edwards. How are you going, Mark?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Sam. Geez, what a week we've had.
I know. What a great night last night, hey?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was a great turnout of the REA's
Area Awards,
yeah. No, it was fantastic. It was a great night. Awesome entertainment, great bunch of people there, and yes, I had a fantastic time.
Yeah, it was great to see a couple of people that we've kind of met around the traps.
Yeah, it was.
Winning awards last night. So Home by Holly, she won the Residential Campaign of the Year, which was very creative.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually caught up with Holly over in San Francisco at the Human Conference, so another great place to go, obviously. But yeah, look, there were some great winners.
Adrian Butera, who just recently won the REIV President's Award. Yep. He won the Game Changer of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Fantastic initiative there.
Yeah, fantastic. And the good thing about the areas is that it's not just resi, but it's also commercial and also projects as well. So it really is a great recognition of the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a great cross-section. And look, the entertainment was great. And, you know, those guys hanging off the balls, if you check out our Instagram account, I took a bit of a video of them.
They were nuts, weren't they?
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't want to do that. And the other thing is, you know, like, I think the desserts that they brought out, you know, like when the awards were over, were just crazy. It was like something out of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was. So. It was a great night. It was an absolute cracker of a night.
And everyone looked amazing. Great night. A few sore heads this morning, I'm sure.
No dustiness here, though.
No, we're all ready to go. So, but you're right, we have had a massive week. So Monday was the end of Transform Masters, which ended with Shark Tank. So we had Leanne Drury down as guest shark, so it was good for her to hand the baton over to...
She was amongst a big pool, though, wasn't she?
A big pool of sharks,
absolutely.
So Alistair Maple-Brown from Rock End, Kool Singh from realestate.com.au, he's the executive GM for Rent.
Yep.
Chris Gray from Sky News, Amy Engelman, who's the CEO of Beepo. So they're actually presenting to some very high-caliber CEOs in the industry, and they were fighting for the right for the Elite Agent cover, obviously. And
well, they were actually pitching for $5,000 investment in their business, weren't they?
Give us an idea that you would like to spend $5,000 on, and then tell us about the return on investment, where the risks were mitigated and all that sort of thing. So their knees were knocking, you know, like palms sweaty, mum's spaghetti, just like Eminem back in 8 Mile.
I've never heard that before. palms sweaty, mum's spaghetti.
Yeah. So I don't know the rest of the words. I'm not that cool. They were very nervous. They did the job very well. We're going to have the top five ideas from Shark Tank.
Yep.
We announced the winner at How to Lead a Winning Team the following day on Tuesday, which was our first event. So that was a massive day as well.
It was a very big day, wasn't it? I think, you know, so 8 o'clock kickoff and pulled up stumps at about 6 o'clock, had over 20 speakers on the day.
Lots of content.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Chris Hanley stole the show, as he always does.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, because he just makes a whole heap of sense in a very calm and basic and collected kind of way. Matt LaHood was saying that, you know, he's an established CEO and he's sitting there taking notes while Chris was talking. So, yeah, really happy with the way that all went, and everyone seemed to have a good day. And,
feedback's been fantastic.
I heard the lamb curry was good too. I didn't get any, but I heard it was good. And, congratulations to Kylie Maxwell from LJ Hooker Queen Bianne, who was the ultimate Transform Masters winner.
Yeah, and Marcel.
Marcel Dibner from Besser & Co., who was actually, I mean, his pitch, he scored highest in that pitch, but, you know, like
For the Shark Tank.
For the Shark Tank. But the overall win is determined by what they do in the 12, it's a bit like the HSC, you know, like we assess them for 12 weeks and then we give them an exam, if you like. So sort of an assessment plus exam mark, and Kylie Maxwell came out on top.
Congratulations, Kylie.
Yeah, we were actually thinking the other day, you know, like as we were looking at the photos of these guys, if we took all of the agents from all four seasons of Transform and just created a super agency. How good would that be?
I know. I saw that on
Book Face there.
And I was just sort of thinking, geez, that is a winning team, that one, isn't it?
It definitely is a winning team.
Yep.
So congratulations to all the Transform Masters guys. They worked really hard. We're very proud of all of them. Now, I'm not proud of myself this week, Mark.
You had a bit of a fubar, didn't you?
It's not anything I did last night at the areas either.
So to put a little bit of context of what happened, we sent out a survey to everyone that went to the event, you know, so give us your feedback and tell us what you thought, and have an opportunity to be able to go into the draw for a couple of tickets to go and see Josh Altman.
So for those of you that don't know, Josh and Matt Altman are coming out again in March.
Yep.
And they're doing a couple of shows in Sydney and Melbourne, as far as we're aware. And for all the people that gave us feedback on the event, we were offering to give away a double gold pass, which is the one where you get to, you know, shake their hands and there's a bit of a cocktail party beforehand.
Yep.
And
yep.
We went last year with the Fine Boys won that last year, so that was really good fun. Anyway, so in the spirit of letting everyone leave anonymous feedback so that they could be really honest, we obviously didn't collect names. But
so we've got an anonymous winner.
We've got an anonymous winner right now. So we did, we'll put an announcement up there on Facebook and also...
in the show notes below. And it's also been in the brief this morning, so...
Yeah, so we know who the comment was, we know where they're from... You had to have been at the event. If you think that this double pass should be yours, please get in touch with me. I feel silly enough as it is.
Moving along.
So this week, because we were out of action for a couple of days, we had a couple of guest editors take over the spot. So obviously Nikki Horner, who was part of the Super Six, and also Leanne Drury, we made her pick up the pen as well.
Both brought their own piece of personality into it.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, Nikki's on her way, probably as we speak now, on her way from Perth. Like, she's obviously a defence wife.
She's on the road trip across Nullarbor, isn't she?
Yeah, hubby got a promotion, which is really nice to hear. So she's sort of going to be in the Shark Tank in Canberra herself, you know, trying to re-establish herself in the market.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that... You know, if you've been somewhere for a long time, that's not an easy job. So we wish Nikki all the best of luck, and please come and visit us in Sydney.
Both of them put their own flavour on the brief for a couple of days on Tuesday, Wednesday last week.
Mm.
Nikki recalled back to a couple of her favourite articles. One was Tom Panos on commissions are in the community, which was a bit of an all-time favourite, that one.
Well, it's a bit of an all-time favourite of mine too, because there's always lots of new people coming in the industry, and that article's really relevant from the point of view of if you are new in the industry, what do you say and how do you compete with the more established people? And, you know, one of the great comments from Tom is that you need to think about it like, you know, in terms of energy.
Yeah.
So one good way to compete with the established agents is to say, this agent's probably got 15 or 16 listings. I am going to give you my full and undivided attention. I'm young, I'm happening, you know, go at it from the energy angle, which is...
Julie Masters actually said something very similar at the event as well, didn't she? And that she was saying that you have to have a story of influence, and that influence is not necessarily look how great I am and here are all my results. It's more of this is what I do and tell a story about how you run your business. What she said was very, very accurate. People will gravitate towards a story of an individual and how they actually are forming themselves rather than just saying, I've won this, I've won this, I've won this.
Well, as humans, we're interested in the journey.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't matter whether you've been in the industry for 5 minutes if you can prove that you've got some good people around you and they like you.
Absolutely.
That would be the key message. So, yeah.
And she also referred back to the cover story with Melita Bell on it.
Mm.
That was probably around about April this year, I think it was. And again, Melita is another standout example of how, using Chris Hanley's words, how good works.
Yeah.
How you can actually, by giving to the community will give back to you.
Well, yeah, to quote Chris again, care is the glue that holds
the
community together. So that was our trip down memory lane. So let's look at some of the news that came in this week. So first of all, the University of Technology in Sydney, my alma mater, have done a bit of a study and they're saying that weather is known to affect mood. And some studies show a link between the weather and stock prices. So they decided to go and have a look at the weather and house prices. So the outcomes of this research is that sunny days predict higher house prices at auctions, but rain and long weekends bring buyers a discount. So, Mark, what do you think of them apples?
Well, you do tend to spend more money when you're happy.
No, I don't. I spend more money when I'm unhappy.
That's just called therapy, isn't it?
I know, but this is where I don't get this research. So, you know, like, not that I'll hear anything said against my alma mater. They're a very good school. But I don't understand that research. But then there's a lot of things that, you know, I don't understand, so I might just leave it at that.
Moving right along.
Investor tax deductions. So this week, no surprises, the Australian Parliament did pass those changes.
We've been talking about that forever.
I know. I feel like we've been talking about that forever too. It's sort of like waiting for Christmas to come. So basically what's happened is that property investors can't claim depreciation for certain assets in second-hand residential properties anymore. If you're in any doubt about that, there's more about that on our website and in the show links.
Absolutely.
So moving along to some of the stuff that's been popular on the website this week, what do you got there?
There was a good article about Owens Casserly and particularly a couple of the guys from Owens Casserly and Rattleade, Michael and Angela Stettenford from Owens Casserly. They were talking a lot about the off-market sales side of things, and that got really well received.
Mm. I mean, look, all the markets, as we know, are different around Australia, and they're sort of in the niche prestige market, and they're having a fair bit of success with selling off-market, so that was a bit of an interesting case study there.
Yeah, it was. And then there was Truth About Cats and Dogs.
The Truth About Cats and Dogs, finally.
Yes. I don't know whether it was the actual stories itself or whether it was the grumpy cat gif that you put in there. But look, it was an interesting piece of research in that, you know, so what states had what pets on their rental applications. Dogs seemed to be the ones that were winning out.
In every state, other than South Australia, where cats rule.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you want to put an end to that debate, that there's that story online as well.
And we also had Fiona Blaney's article on the magic of numbers.
Mm. So she pointed out, again, that numbers can be quite daunting because numbers tell the truth, right? God, I sound like something out of Muriel's Wedding. I tell it straight, I tell the truth. Numbers tell the truth. And, you know, sometimes we don't want to know how much cost we're incurring. And that was a big theme that came out on Tuesday, actually, was that whole, you know, you can be as nice as you like, but, you know, like, you've actually got to beware of the costs.
Yep.
And beware of your own costs. And even something that Fiona said was really interesting in Transform, that even when you're starting out in business, even if you're the owner, and you and I have both done this, is that you've got to be everything. You've got to be video producer, you've got to be content creator, you've got to be accounts person, all that sort of thing. And because, you know, like, when you're starting out, you can't afford to put it out there. But one of Fiona's interesting things is that every cost in the business has a number, even if it's yours, and that you should actually allocate that cost.
Yeah.
As you're growing, because the business at some point should pay you back.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, so part of that article, which was really interesting, was that it's so often that people just ignore doing your own costs.
Yeah.
And Fiona wrote in depth about how you should exercise that muscle of keeping an eye on what the numbers are. And much like exercising, the more you do it, the more natural it's going to become.
The easier it gets. Yeah. So if you want to go back to Fiona's podcast where she goes through that in great detail. It was her birthday this week, by the way.
It was. Happy birthday,
Fee. Happy birthday for this week, Fee. So if you want to go back to that podcast, we'll leave a link for that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let's rattle off a few things that have been happening in franchise land this week. So Ray White finished their One System upgrade, which we wrote about that in the last magazine, how they were innovating and pulling all these things together and how they nurture clients. Really interesting stuff. So now that they've flipped that on its head to be mobile first. So they're saying that the mobile version is actually better than the desktop version. So that's really cool stuff.
Yep.
Still in Ray White, we've got 8 new team members in Ray White projects.
That's really rapidly expanding, isn't it? Even from the areas last night with the focus on projects as well. It's a massive area, you know, sort of the industry.
Yeah, totally. And PRD Nationwide, they've put on 6 new offices. So they're, you know, part of that bigger organisation of Colliers. So they've put on 6 new offices in 5 months, which is pretty good going.
Yep.
And C21, again, have gone pink and they've done extremely well in raising money for fundraising for the Cancer Council's Pink Ribbon campaign throughout the month of October, which is Rocktober. They've rocked Rocktober. There you go. She's on full of the one-liners this morning. Must be tired.
Must be. No, it was a great, great effort from the guys and for an awesome cause as well.
Mm. Over at McGrath, we had James Baker and Adrian Venturi from McGrath Avalon. They were talking about leadership and resilience and, you know, like,
good
very...
article,
yeah, good article. They were very honest about how the ups and downs of real estate work, and obviously they're very well-established business people, and just talking about that resilience, sometimes reading stuff like that actually makes you feel a bit better because we all go through it.
Mm.
Despite what the egos tell you in the industry all the time, everybody goes through a period where they need to be resilient at some point in time. So I actually really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. We also had a good little article from Andrew Cox as well.
I love his stuff, actually. Yeah, he's a real thinker.
It is. Good thought leadership stuff.
Mm.
But he actually sort of wrote a piece about we are definitely coming out of the market where anything sells.
Mm.
And so, again, coming back to this whole point of you need to be part of the community and being transparent with your vendors and your buyers and so forth. So it's a really good little article there to actually talk about what you need to do from when you're getting into a tougher market and some tips and tricks there.
Well, once again, it's about mastering the basics, really, about being transparent, about being open, not always gunning for the strategy you want, which might be auction. There might be a better way to do it. So, you know, it's actually good to have a bit of a think about that.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed.
So resilience seems to be a real theme this week. So Dazzle did an interview with Anna Thomas, who is the COO of Stockdale and Lego in Victoria, a big franchise down here in Victoria. So I had no idea that she was kicked out of home at 19 and kind of had to work her own way through a uni. Sounds a bit like my story, actually. Not that I was kicked out of home, but I did leave home pretty early and went to uni by myself and all that sort of thing. So kudos to Anna.
Yeah, no, it's a great story of resilience there, putting yourself through university, multiple degrees now. And obviously smashing those glass ceilings and working in a really well-established organisation. You know, so Stockies have been around for over 80 years now.
And interestingly, I mean, this is a bit of a segue into the next article, really, but her husband obviously owns the franchise. That's Peter Thomas and has done for quite some time. And John Knight, I mean, this article greatly amused me, how to survive the business of family. Because,
mum and dad squabbling siblings.
We vowed not to have family in our business anymore. But in real estate, it's very common because obviously you'll have succession plans, which might involve your kids. You've got your sister over here. You've got your wife in maybe doing some property management stuff. And even generations, like, you know, you see that a lot in real estate businesses and people come in with different ideas and all that sort of thing. So
particularly even for some of those organisations that have been in the family for multi-generations, and you could have, you know, sort of the conservative elder statesman at the helm.
And then what John calls the gung-ho grandson.
coming with these crazy ideas down the track.
Yeah.
Look, it was a great thought-provoking article.
Yeah, and kind of a little bit funny. So yeah, really good stuff there from John from Business Depot.
Yeah, it was.
That's about it for this week.
That is.
Nice and short and sweet for this week.
Just a quick wrap up of the numbers. The auction numbers have come up over 3,000 again, so getting nice and busy again.
Yeah.
The clearance rate, which is pretty much basically on par from this time last year, clearance rates where they are at the moment, so they're still sort of dipping below the 7% mark, but you know, by all accounts, look like it's going to be a busy weekend around the traps on the auction side of things.
Yeah, busy weekend. So, and for us too, because we've got one more issue of the magazine to get off to the printers before we can put our feet up for the year.
That's it. Not too much longer to go on that one. It gets off in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. That came around really fast. So if you're out and about this weekend on the busy in your cars, be good or be good at it.
Have a great one, guys.
See you next week.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.